Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We're live from Florida Panthers Media Day at the Baptist Health Iceplex. Thanks again to Alexander Barkov for stopping by the show, the captain. Headlines, we'll get to those here. They're brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or at DoralHyundai.com. So the Cats back at it today. They announced today that Matthew Tkachuk had surgery. Timetable's a little unknown, but but Bill Zito did throw out December. So first couple months, no Chucky, at least. Hopefully he has a full recovery.
Well, though. Aren't the Olympics in February?
Yep.
Now, question, how are we going to feel about
Tkachuk going and playing?
Yeah.
Because he's going to go play.
He's going to go play.
That dude basically brushes.
What if that's his first hockey?
That dude brushes his teeth with a bald eagle.
But I'm just saying, what if that's his first?
Like, how am I going to feel about that?
Yeah.
I'm going to be fine with it. You win two cups, I'm going to be lenient on stuff like that. You?
I don't know. I mean, I don't – listen, this team –
it's for America.
This team, I don't worry about a whole bunch.
Everywhere,
right?
Around
because
the world.
They've proven they can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
They can get better when they're healed.
Right.
And they're so deep that they can play longer. I've never seen a team able to produce at this level without stars the way they've been able to do in the last couple of years. Now, keep in mind, they keep adding stars,
That helps. You get a Brad Marchand in the middle of the season and a Seth Jones.
Right.
Pretty good.
I'm trying to think. That would be the equivalent.
Hmm?
Say, if I was with the Cleveland Browns.
The who?
The Cleveland Browns.
Oh.
And they signed, what's his name, linebacker, Romanowski.
Oh, yeah, you hated him.
Right. Yeah. How would I feel about that?
I know you. If he could help you win, you put it aside. You're a pro's pro.
I know.
That's what they say about you.
I know, but I would still. I've never had the situation that they have. Like, Marchand, everybody hated him.
Yeah, now we love him.
Right? Now we love him.
Now we love him.
Yep.
He was the one I was like, I don't know if he's going to stay or not. I was like, he seemed like it, but I felt like someone was going to throw a bag at him and he was going to like. But I just think – I think this place is intoxicating now. The winning culture on top of this location has just been like, I'll take a haircut. Because Bill Zito said this. Like, they all could have gotten more money.
Right. But here's the kicker. You notice this is all with the young – the older guys. The guys that who've been here for a minute. Like, those are the guys it's easy to convince that it's about winning. Right? I'll be interested to see because this happens in – other sports, right? Somebody like Sammy, he gets his time for him to get paid. You know, when it's time for some of these younger guys to get paid.
Yep.
Are they, when you can get your first contract making $9-10 million, going to take seven?
Well, it's an interesting question, right? Because it's like, you know, we just saw Barkov. The guy's not going anywhere. Like, at what point does Lundy, who they call Baby Barky, like,
right.
At what point do you want to be like, time for me to go get that cash.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
And then you can't
fault
them for it.
Because you grow up around this. I don't know what – oh, I can't fault them.
You can't fault them for it because those guys have played hockey long enough that, yeah, I can take a shave. I can take a haircut. But when you're coming up, That's just like, you know, telling a basketball player, hey, take a little shave. Don't take the max.
Yeah.
What? For my first?
Yeah, nobody does that anymore.
Right.
Nobody does that.
No, I don't care how good or bad your team is.
Like, Tyler Hero's going to be insulted if the Heat offer him $40 million a year.
Right.
He's going to be like, pfft.
Which is crazy.
I'm going to be like, what?
$40 million.
$40 million a year.
Here's the problem. There's certain sports, mm-hmm. right, that the max has nothing to do with how talented you are. There's certain positions.
Yep.
In football, where what you get paid has nothing to do with how good you are. Quarterbacks getting money. It has nothing to do with where you rank amongst the top tier quarterbacks. It has to do with, are you a starting quarterback in the NFL? So that sucks.
Crazy. Date Stop says you couldn't take a haircut. That's his words, not mine.
You know what, Daystyle? But guess what? You can't grow one of these.
Me?
Especially
no,
blue.
You can't.
Oh, I could if I want to.
No,
I
you couldn't.
I choose not to.
Dude, you got a month worth of hair on your face.
No, that's not true. I just shaved before the show.
How long? We've been doing this for 2 years, dude.
Yeah.
Stop.
No, that's
Stop.
Not true. No, if I wanted to, I could do it.
You've been saying that. I kind of
want to. I don't feel
seen,
like it.
I have never seen a picture with more than a dust up on your face.
That's because I shave. You know?
I don't think you shaved because look at this right now. You have a little bit of stubble.
I know because I just shaved this morning. That's just this morning.
So you got lunch? You got?
I'm like a wolf.
Okay. Arr. I love how he comes in with the little sound effects to make it
he's
better.
He's got his own sound effects. I'm telling you, you're the worst. Oh my God.
Anyway, the Marlins beat the Rockies last night 6-5. You guys didn't see it. It was late.
They won?
They did win. Uh-oh. Eury Pérez had 5 shutout innings.
I don't – what's going on here?
What?
5 shutout innings and they win 9-5?
Did I say 9-5? I said 6-5.
6-5. He had 5 shutout innings? So, that mean, they scored 5 runs in the last
– Got a little dicey late. A little dicey.
Did you watch the whole game?
No, I just – Okay. There was a delay. I'm not sticking around.
They had a delay?
Yeah, sorry. It was in Colorado.
Frank? Wow.
I don't know. What's weird, right? Yeah. It looks like a lightning storm behind us. We have the photography going on. Looks like a club
going on. You know, I've been wondering.
Hey, can I just say this?
What that was this whole time.
My man over there in the concession stand has been eating since he got in there.
Well.
He came to eat lunch.
Can I tell you something about working a concession stand?
What?
You eat. That's what you do when you're there. Except when I worked at the Miami sub stand.
No, because, no, you know what? Because I remember doing the Saints game once, and they had a rule. Like, we count the food by the buns. Yeah,
that's what they always say.
So, you can bring your own buns, but you can't use our buns. And you can bring your own cup,
right?
But we count cups when it comes to soda.
100%. That's what we did. We used the little snow cone cups to have the soda. They can't count chicken tenders. And if they did...
So when you left there, you go, we won today, boys.
We won today,
dude. I would be like,
check his pocket.
If you want to know why regulations changed at Hard Rock Stadium at the time, Dolphin Stadium, it's because Tau Kappa Epsilon, we busted those boots up. But not the Miami Substand, because we had a manager, and that guy was hardcore.
Isn't that where you met Paris Hilton?
I did serve her wings. I didn't say hello, Paris, but I did serve her wings.
You were in her presence. Her
manager was like, is there a restaurant in here? And I'm like, it's a football game, dude. Like, that wasn't like a thing back then, you know, like that was the Prince Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, no, dude, this is the restaurant. You're at a game. This is it. And he's like, and so he sends her up. She's got her bag of cash. She gets the wings.
So, dude, I could just...
Bone in or bone out? No bone.
Bone in. Mm. Boneless. I don't even think boneless wings were a thing back then.
I just could just picture
chic.
You and your crew in the back like him.
Yep.
Leroy.
Been there.
I'm just saying.
Been there.
Leave the man alone.
That poor man. If you see this man, Brittany.
He's
just he's all, staring it's also 12:15. Like it's probably lunchtime. Leave him alone.
It is.
I know.
It is.
He's probably had a very long day.
I'm saving myself for oysters. So.
Oh, man. So, want to let you guys know, Zach Sealer, you guys like him? He's not going to get some stops,
yes, we do.
Obviously. You know, but, you know.
He needs some assistance.
I'm not blaming him yet.
You're not blaming him?
No.
I want to say this. You tell him he got fat cat syndrome.
No, I'm not going to do that. But, you know, we get to four games, no sacks, and I keep losing money on betting his sack parlays, you know. I'm not going to like that.
But, I mean, wait. Hmm? Can I? My friend.
Yeah.
They went six quarters without forcing a punt.
I know.
What are the chances that Zach Sealer's going to get a damn sack?
Against Josh Allen, not good.
No, I'm just saying, in general. They haven't stopped anybody.
I know. I didn't think they were going to be this bad. I thought they were going to be good on defense.
I thought the defense was going to be the portion of the team that kept us in the games.
Yep, samesies.
And they have been porous at best.
Well, if you guys want the chance to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come and visit the elementary school of your choice, could happen. It's WQM's MVP experience with the Dolphins. Zach, sealer it on up. He's on board to speak at a school. Just go to WQM.com, enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade now for your chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer, where he'll speak to students and more. For contest rules, go to WQAM.com. We'll take a break. Back with more from Panthers Media Day after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We're live from Panthers Media Day, and Leroy has found the food.
You best believe, if you invite me to your facility for any type of event, I will find the snacks.
Except Heat Media Day.
Hold on. Last year, we did find the food.
Yeah.
We did?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
When? I don't know if it was our food, but we found it.
We found
food. I don't remember that.
I mean, what was that, last year?
I think it was possibly
two years ago.
Yeah.
2 years ago when we were at the stadium, we got sea bass.
Yeah, when we were at the – that was Panthers Media Day, though.
No. I'm saying Miami Panthers. Heat. We also found food once.
Yeah, we found food.
I don't remember that.
No, I perused.
Oh, we found.
So you went to the flagship lounge? Is that where you went to?
Oh, no.
You know where you went.
Oh, no, because you know why? You know why I know we found the food? Because I ran into Jerron. Remember Jerron?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I see Jerron all the time at the Heat games.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored brought to you by the Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Game Day Uncensored will come your way tomorrow at 4 o'clock. That's a lot of radio tomorrow. 4 o'clock tomorrow as the Dolphins get ready for the Buffalo Bills. Some NFL news, Justin Fields, Jets quarterback, out. Concussion.
Mm.
Man, these quarterbacks dropping like flies, dude.
Do I need to go get a rapid charger?
What the hell is that?
Rapid charger.
Wait, how do you charge it?
I got it plugged in, but I started at 100%. I'm still losing, even though it says I'm charging.
Uh-oh. Why are you so distracted?
Because I don't want
You're fine. We got an hour left. Are you good? You good, baby? You're plugged in. 66%, that's plenty.
66%, Leroy?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, charged, started off at 100%?
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
What are you worried about?
Uh-huh.
You're plugged into that bootleg cube there, that's why.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, dude.
All right.
What are you doing? What are you charging with a USB cord? What is this, 2013?
Yeah. What should I be charging with?
I don't know. Okay. I'm just messing right with you. Oh, man. Anyway, Jay Gatto says the old get distracted. They do.
Really?
AJ Greer's taking pictures right now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Hey, AJ!
Come over here.
Did you guys see anybody down there hobnobbing?
No, we didn't run into anyone this time. Except...
Well, don't.
I'm not even going to say it.
Don't do that. I just meant players-wise.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it.
Don't dance. Don't dance,
okay,
Leroy.
Wait, you can't just keep secrets.
I'm not the one.
I know. I feel really left out right now.
Brittany, don't. I can't do it on air, but I'll tell you on the phone.
You would agree, though, after you had time to sit on it a little bit, too much with the Josh Allen thing, right? Too much.
You're really going back to this?
No, I'm just making sure, like, because I know you've had some time.
Even though
to
I wanted to choke the life out of you because you are the master of too much, right? You telling somebody that they're doing too much is hilarious.
How are you saying I'm the master of too much?
Because you always do too much.
I don't know about that.
Who jumped in the pool at the stadium?
Not me. That was a character.
No, that was not Tobin.
That was not me.
That was his alter ego.
I don't even know what that is. What is an alter ego? I don't.
Robbie didn't jump in with that alter ego.
I don't even have one.
He jumped
ego
in with you.
Oh, people made a bet. Got to stick by your stance.
You
want to
talk about some nasty water,
oof,
dude?
The Clevelander
they
water.
They had to hit the asthma wash after that.
Yep. Crazy man. Dade Sousa is coping as an alter ego.
Oh, my goodness.
I love how he beats Schmeath into the point.
Witcher!
The same wavelength. They know what they're doing.
Dude, it's like they're sitting at lunch at work.
Yep.
Hold my beer.
Hold my poodle.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. On 104.3 FM, WQAM, we take you guys up until 2 here on the program, live here from Florida Panthers Media Day. Appreciate the parade, I guess. I don't know if anybody else is here, so.
Well, right now we have Verhage on ice.
Carter!
Verhage.
But we have had a parade of Panthers. Sasha Barkov stopped by, our boy Mackie Samuskevich. Etu Lostarinen, Jeff Petrie, new guy. And, Jonah Gadjevich. How could I forget?
How could you forget?
How could I forget? Somebody was smitten. Me.
Handsome?
I feel like I'm missing somebody. Oh, Jesper Boqvist also stopped by as
yeah
well.
Mm-hmm.
The Yes Man. Love the Yes Man. So.
I know two Jespers.
A parade of Panthers.
Jesper Parnevik.
Is he a golfer? Is he Swedish?
Yes.
There we go. Must be a Swedish thing.
Jesper?
You know what I forgot to ask him?
What?
I forgot to ask Barkov about Eurobasket, dude. The Finns had a great showing.
You might catch him in the hallway again.
You got caught up asking him about something he didn't even remember.
That was good, though.
That come was on hilarious. He goes, this, the hey, face
he goes,
of shame.
He looks
in
up
his
and he
face
goes,
no. No. I don't remember that.
I don't remember.
And, that was so great. You know who I would love to ask about that? Reinhardt. Because it looked very much like Reinhardt wanted to go back to the party. He goes, no.
He couldn't get away.
He's like, you stay. You stay.
Reinhardt looks like Hawkeye.
He does. He does. There's no doubt about that. The Dolphins, of course, getting ready. A lot of NFL injuries are popping in, dude. A lot of NFL quarterbacks are hurt. You got Justin Fields, concussion. He's out. Jaden Daniels is not going to practice again tomorrow, so it seems like he's going to be out with a knee injury.
In other words, there's a lot of injuries for people that didn't play much football before the season started.
Joe Burrow, we know, is hurt.
Out for 3 months. He probably ain't playing. If you invest that much money on him, you ain't bringing him back for 3 games.
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy is another guy who's always hurt.
He's hurt.
Man. So while we sitting here talking about Tua – sure. And I get it. We have our own problems.
We got our own problems.
There's a lot of people, there are a lot of quarterbacks in the league that's always banged up.
Crazy.
Joe Burrow's played. Has Jura played fewer games than Tua?
No, I think it's, but it's not much.
Right.
It's not much. I think Tua's, I think.
And Purdy's been hurt a lot, too.
He had the, I think he had the arm thing last year, yeah.
Well, he's out now.
He has had the arm thing. Yeah, he's out now. What does he have? He's got toe, something like that? I don't know. Crazy, dude. That's a lot
it's
of
It's crazy.
Like, a lot of quarterbacks.
A lot of injuries.
A lot of quarterbacks already getting hurt.
Now, if I spend, let me just throw this out there to everybody who is familiar with the game of football.
Yep.
And I'm just going to go from what I see. The greatest quarterbacks in the league don't have the best offensive line. But the people that have the quarterbacks that are winning championships or competing for them, at one point never liked the quarterback other than Kansas City.
Happy birthday to Patrick Mahomes, by the way.
Happy birthday. Was he, 29?
30.
30. Woo, that's it. Over the hill.
Happy
done.
Birthday to me.
So think about this. Nobody liked the Eagles quarterback, Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Lamar took a while for them to pick up on him, right? It took a couple of years.
Well, yes. They didn't pay him. Like, that was a that
right.
was definitely a
But again, always questions, right? But look at look at those two offensive and defensive lines.
Moose.
Right.
Big.
Like, I'm sorry if I keep beating a dead horse, but football is very cyclical. And I would like to know what GM, what player personnel guy can look at the status of the NFL and how it's operating and think he can go team one offensive line.
You know, you're just more worried about it than Chris Greer is, dude. Like, that's just what it is.
No. I'm not worried about it. I know damn well it's important. I know for a fact, just based on the teams that have had success. Even with Patrick Mahomes, all these great quarterbacks, the one thing you talk about before you even mention the quarterbacks is how great their offense and defensive lines are.
How could he know that a guy with a torn Achilles wasn't going to last three snaps?
Dude, for the life of me, right? You know I have a rule. I have a rule, and I've been consistent with this rule.
What's your rule?
I ain't signing injured players.
How could he know?
You are not in a position to take risk.
How could he know that Austin Jackson was going to hurt his foot again? How could he know?
Had a setback. You know what he did? Walked.
How could he know that the guard that he drafted,
Jonah with a torn Achilles,
Savainaya, would be the lowest graded guard in the NFL after 2 weeks?
That's a different thing. I'm not worried about that.
Not worried about it.
How excited were we when they got that big move?
I don't know. I hope he's good.
I mean, look, I'm not worried. Not what I'm worried about.
What if he's new Eichenberg?
That's what I'm not worried. I'm not worried about that.
What if he's new Eichenberg?
Huh?
What if he's new Eichenberg?
Then, wait. Omar said it best. And he was talking directly to you.
What?
Look at me. He said.
Yep.
You're going to be hoping Eichenberg plays.
No. He says that to me every week. I'm like, no.
Really? Mm-mm. Wait.
First of all, I can't.
Did you see the right side of that offensive line?
Oh, it was brutal.
And you think Eichenberg's worse than that?
Yeah.
Really?
Because it didn't last till the end of the game. The Eichenberg would be a turnstile. You know? Tua would be like, oof. Get ready, Zach Wilson, if you see him out there.
My thing is if I'm going to invest that much money in a quarterback that I have deemed to be fragile, I'm going to invest twice as much money on the people in front of him to protect him.
Man.
I just am. Like, you put yourself in that situation. Now you just got to do the right thing and build the team accordingly.
Let me ask you this.
Yes?
Could be something.
Oh,
hell. Could be nothing.
I'm going to go with, have you ever asked me this question? Please.
Yep.
Have you ever asked me this question and the answer was could be something out of me?
No.
Okay.
Tyreek Hill.
No, I don't believe it.
Posted.
I don't believe it.
On his Instagram.
Don't believe it.
Oh, no.
Don't believe it.
He posted on his Instagram.
What?
Do with what you will. Always open.
That's it.
I have a different view of what that means.
Could be something. Could be nothing. What do you make of it?
What I make of it is Tyreek Hill has proven that you can throw that thing up and he'll go get it.
Yep.
And so I think you can design plays to get him in open field. And I think you should do that two or three times a game and just tell Tua chuck it up.
Well, Tua talked about this. You got this, Brittany, on Tyreek Hill, what Tua had to say about throwing it up there to Tyreek Hill.
Surprised that ball didn't get struck by lightning. Just come back a sack of leather.
Here's what he said on his deep ball to Tyreek.
Hope he said it slipped.
The old deep ball, Tua.
Last game felt like the old days with his connection with you. Do you feel some momentum coming in your connection with Tyreek?
Yeah, in this past game, just looking at what the defense was allowing for us to do, we'll give Reek, we'll give Waddle those opportunities, and then that deep ball, that was one of those where like, hey, we need a spark from our offense, and it was like, Reek, I'm just coming to you, like no matter what they do on this, and you got to make me right. So, not to say that's what we want to do every time, but when the defense allows and we can manipulate coverage, that's the guys we want to get the ball.
Hold on, stop the tape.
Did you feel you underthrew it? It got there.
Please.
Yep.
First of all.
Yeah.
You didn't manipulate nothing. They still double-teamed him. You didn't move nobody. Stop making it sound like it was an educated guess. You chucked it up. You didn't care what the coverage was. And he caught it, which is great. That's what your great receivers do. We had that rule from Randy.
It's down there somewhere.
Right. I saw Randy run by a triple coverage in a Dolphins game. So, yeah, there's guys that can get it done. Tyreek's one of those guys. However, I would like a better plan, right?
It would be nice.
Right. I mean, Tua, how about we have a little looky-loo the other way? You ain't got to throw it, but if you look the other way, right? Now, I will say this. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you throw the ball when it's single coverage, and by the time the ball gets there, it's double coverage.
It's up there so long. It's like a hot air balloon.
So, no, like, stop.
What?
It's just ridiculous.
So you don't think that's anything, him posting on Instagram?
No.
All right. No. JVig?
I would think that here.
That's always something. It's Tyreek.
I would think this. Uh-huh. That Tyreek showing you can take chances and throw it up to him.
Right.
The one thing I'll say about Tyreek is he's never quit on a ball to where a pick was a pick. He's right. Always pulled the guy down, slapped the ball
for
around,
sure.
Or whatever. So if you throw it, you know either Tyreek's going to catch or but it's not going to be a pick.
Brittany,
so that means you could trust him.
Respectfully, what do you think? Is that something or nothing?
I think that's something. I don't think we can be naive to the fact that it's absolutely something. I think if you don't think it's something, then you're naive.
Mm-hmm. I'm not naive, Brittany. You're naive.
Whoa, geez.
I'm not naive. That was a little aggressive.
Too much.
She said respectfully. That was not respectfully.
Wow. Minus one for sass.
It's not sass.
Yeah, it
that
is.
Was pretty
Splashing
sass.
Minus one.
She
for
said
sass.
If I didn't agree with it, that I was being naive.
Did I say Leroy? You're
she
being
didn't
naive?
Say Leroy, yeah.
You didn't have
she
to
didn't
say Leroy
say
if I'm the only one that said
she
nothing.
She didn't name names.
Mm-mm. I didn't name
respectfully,
names.
Respectfully, dude.
She didn't said anyone.
Names. But if you point right at me.
She didn't point. Did you see her finger on the screen?
What?
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
Too much.
Now, you got katanas. Unbelievable. Listen.
I always got katanas.
No version of Leroy has katanas. Not Spirit Leroy, not Leroy.
Okay, dude. Mm-mm.
That is not our culture.
You got a black belt, dude. Semantic
that's not our
culture.
That's me.
Yeah.
No, you know what? You're not a semantic samurai. You just don't care.
That's not true.
So you just say stuff. 2 days later, you say the direct opposite. Really?
Yeah.
It's not 2 days.
It hasn't been 2 days.
It's 30 minutes. 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Yeah.
We're live here from Florida Panthers Media Day. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.